we're starting.
Okay, here we go. We're on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the last two lines of the Amud. It's unfortunately it's in the middle of a Shakar B'Tayis. So let's just review where we're holding. We just got finished going through a Brisa, where the Brisa says how often all these different people have to get haircuts, right? So if you remember, the Brisa said a Melech has to get a haircut every day, the Kohen Gadol every Friday, the Kohen Hedyot once every 30 days. And now we're really focusing on the Kohen Hedyot, the fact that he's not allowed to go more than 30 days without a haircut. And the Gemara says that nowadays this doesn't really apply because it's just like shtuye yayin, right? Just like the prohibition that a Kohen is not allowed to do avoda when after he's drunk a revius of wine. So the Gemara says that only applies bizman beis hamikdash, right? Bizman bia, as the Gemara describes it. But nowadays, where you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, you can't come, right? Bia means to come in. You can't come into the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, this no longer applies. Asks the Gemara, that's what we're up to right now, the last two lines. V'hatanya, didn't we learn in a Braisa? Rebbe, Omer, Rebbe says, Omer, ani, my opinion is, Kohanim asurim lishtos yayin le'olam. Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine ever. Okay, meaning theoretically, Kohanim should not be allowed to drink wine ever, but aval ma'ase shetakanaso kalkalaso. But what am I going to do? Because the ma'ase, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so being masake in this really wouldn't be very much value because the Beis HaMikdash is not around anymore. So what's the implication is, as Rashi explains, the implication is that that's Rebbe's opinion. So what do the Rabbanon hold? It sounds like the Rabbanon hold that you're not allowed to, right? You're not allowed to. Because why? Because the Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt one day. So it sounds like even when it's not Bizman Beis HaMikdash, the prohibition should apply. V'yomer Abaye says, Kiman Shosu Ha'idna, Kohane, Chamra, I'm sorry, right? Meaning the Kohanim nowadays who drink wine, who are they going with? Which opinion are they going with? Says the Gemara, Ki Rebbe, they're going with Rebbe's opinion. Continues the Gemara, Michlal, the Rabbanan Asra. So the implication is that the Rabbanan do prohibit Kohanim from drinking wine nowadays. Rebbe allows them to because what are you going to do? You can't prohibit them always. But the Rabbanan, they do prohibit a person from drinking wine nowadays. My time of why? Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because we hope the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt soon. Uba'inan Kohen Haroi Lavoda, Vileka. And we're going to need a Kohen who's fit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And if Kohanim are drinking, you're not going to have that. You're not going to have that. Okay?
One guy's going to make a difference.
Yeah, you know, everybody likes to drink together. Okay? So says the Gemara, what? Nowadays we follow Rebbe. Yeah, that's what Abaye says. Nowadays we follow Rebbe. That's why we allow. But it sounds like the Rabbanan disagree. So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between haircuts and drinking. Says the Gemara, Hacha, Efshar, the Mesaper Va'ayo. In the case, even if the Kohen is, let's say, he hasn't gotten a haircut in 6 weeks, right? So if the Beis HaMikdash, Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, what are we going to do? So right away, the guy will go to Reuben's, right? We'll let him cut the line, because he's a Kohen and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. He'll cut the line, he'll get a haircut, and he'll go do the Avoda. It's an easy fix, okay? But when it comes to people who drink, it's not so easy, right? Let's say if the guy had drank a revius of wine, he can't just like shake off the effects of the wine and go do the avoda. Revius is, and it depends on the sheet, but maybe 3 to 5, 3 ounces. Some people it affects them more, right? Says the Gemara, continues the Gemara, asks the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, Shtuye Yayinami. So by the case of Shtuye Yayin also that will apply. Why? Efshar de gane purta v'ayil. They could just take a little nap, right? Let the guy take a little nap, and he'll go do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Kidirami baraba, just like Rami baraba, the Amar Rami baraba, derech mil v'sheina kol shehu. If a person walks a meal, or he sleeps even just a little bit, mefigin es hayayin, that will minimize the effects of the wine. Right, so you see that sleeping minimizes the effects of the wine. So if I sleep, it'll minimize the effects of the wine. So why don't we say the same thing by the Kohanim? Let them sleep and let them go do the avoda. Says the Gemara, Lav mi itmar Allah. Do we not say about this? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua. Rav Nachman says in the name of Rabba Baravua, Lo shano ela kisheshasa shiur revius. Right? No. So says the Gemara. We only say this that you're not allowed to do avoda if you drank a shir revius, Okay, if you drank a shir revius, haval shasa yosem a revius, but if a person drank more than a revius, kol shekein shederech matri dasa v'sheina mishakrasa. So says the Gemara, if you drink more than a revius, so actually walking and sleeping makes it worse. Walking and sleeping only helps if you drank a little bit, if you drank up to a revius. But if you drank more than a revius, so then walking and sleeping makes it much worse. Okay? So therefore, we're nervous that maybe the Kohanim are going to drink even more than a revius, and therefore, the sleeping is not going to help them. The sleeping is just going to make it worse. Okay? That's why that's what we're nervous about. Okay. So that's one distinction between haircuts and between drinking, that haircuts is an easy fix, drinking is not an easy fix. Continues the Gemara, another answer. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, Shtu yayin demechale avoda gozru b'hu rabban. If a person does the avoda when he's drunk, or when he has drunk a certain amount of wine, that desecrates the avoda. It's a chilul of the avoda. So that desecrates the avoda. To do the avoda when you're drunk, that desecrates the avoda. However, Peruay wrote, and that's why the Rabbanu made Xavier, that you cannot do the avoda at all, and therefore even bisman azeh, you got to take a haircut every 30 days. However, Peruay Rosh, I'm sorry. That's why Rebbe held. That's why the Rabbanu held that you can't drink even bisman azeh. However, Peruay Rosh, when it comes to haircuts, the lo machle avoda. A person of a Kohen who does the avoda with long hair, you know, with hair that he didn't cut in 30 days, it doesn't desecrate the avoda when he does it. That may not be the ultimate in respect, but it doesn't desecrate the avoda when he does that. And therefore, lo gozer b'hu rabbana. So therefore, the rabbana were not gozer in the case of haircuts. They were only gozer in the case of shtuyei. Okay, frag de gemara akasha meisvei ve'elu shehein b'misa. The following get killed. And if a Kohen does avoda when he's drunk, so he gets killed. The Torah says, "Atoshes b'vo'achem elo al moed v'lo tamusu." That's the language of the Torah. Rashi quotes it. That's misa bidei shamayim. Okay, uprue rosh, and it sounds like a Kohen who doesn't get a haircut also is a chiyuv misa. Okay, so here the Braisa seems to be equating shtuye yayin and prue rosh. Zach and Ravashi make this chiluk that shtuye yayin is mechal of the avoda and prue rosh is not mechal of the avoda. So says the Gemara, bishlam shtuye yayin behed yiksiv behu. When it comes to wine, it states explicitly in the Torah, yayin v'sheichar al teisht, that you're not allowed to drink wine or beer, any other intoxicating beverage. Ela prue rosh minalan, but prue rosh, where do we learn it from? Right, where do we learn that a Kohen is not allowed to do avoda when he hasn't gotten a haircut? How do we know that? Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, Veroshem lo yigalechu. Okay, right. We had this pasuk in Yechezkel. We saw this yesterday on Amud Aleph. Veroshem lo yigalechu, ufera lo yishalechu. Right. It says that that you can't grow your hair out. Uksiv basrei. And after that pasuk in Yechezkel, what does it say? Veyayin lo yishtu kol kohen bevor melachotzer apnimis. Right. That also you shouldn't drink. Any kohen who comes into the inner courtyard cannot drink wine. So we see from this, from these psukim in Yecheskel, v'iskush prue rosh shtu yayin. We see a connection between prue rosh and shtu yayin. Ma shtu yayin b'misa, af prue rosh b'misa. So just like shtu yayin, you get killed, you get misa b'de shemayim if you do the avoda when you're drunk. So too, you get misa b'de shemayim if you if you're parua rosh, if you grow your hair out and you do the avoda. Okay. Oh. So it would seem that if we're equating them for Misa Bidei Shamayim, continues the Gemara, Umina, it would seem, Ima Shtu Yayin Demchali Avoda, that just like Shtu Yayin, just like doing the Avoda when you're drunk, desecrates the Avoda, Af Puri Rosh Demchali Avoda. It would seem that Puri Rosh should be the same thing. If you're telling me that they have the same punishment, and it's Misa Bidei Shamayim for both, it would seem that both of them also have the status of desecrating the Avoda. Okay? So the Gemara skipped the parentheses. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Amalei Ravina le Ravashi, ha mekame de asa Yechezkel, man amra. So he says, what, you bring me a raya from Yechezkel? He said, before Yechezkel came around, Yechezkel was a nafi. Before Yechezkel came around, who said this halacha? Right, who told you this halacha that the Purei Rosh are a chiyuv misa, right? And Purei Rosh are mechala the avoda. Who told you that halacha before Yechezkel came around? Meaning, he's kind of saying that it's not, this is not such a great source. you're telling me from a pasuk in Yecheskel, that's nice. But what about the Torah? Torah doesn't say anything about Purei Rosh. So how are you asking me a kasha that you see Purei Rosh are so is basically the same status as Shtuyei Yayin? It's not true, right? It comes from Yecheskel. It's a very late source. So he says to him, what are you, you're challenging me on my source from Yecheskel? But according to your reasoning, that which Rav Chisda says, Davar Zemi Toras Moshe Lo Lamadnu, Umidivre Kabbalah Lamadnu, right? We say that the following, we did not learn from Toras Moshe, but rather we learned it from Divrei Kabbalah, from the words of the Nevi'im. What was it? Kol Ben Nechar Orel Lev V'Orel Basar Lo Yovo El Mikdashi, that any person who's an Orel Lev or an Orel Basar, which means any person that does not have a Mila, cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash and to do Avoda. So we learn a halacha from there, that a Kohen who doesn't have a Mila can't do Avoda. He can't come into the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, asks Rav Ashi, HaMakami Dasi Yechezkel Man Amra, according to your line of reasoning, where do we learn that from? We learn it from Pasuk in Yechezkel. So before Yechezkel came along, who said that halacha? Are you going to tell me that halacha also is not important? That halacha also is not true because it came from Yechezkel and it didn't come from the Torah? It's from Divrei Nevi'im. It's okay. Mat, right? Ella, right again, HaMakami Dasi Yechezkel Man Amra. Who said that before Yechezkel came along? Ella, rather, Gemara Gamirla. Rather, what do you have to say? You have to say that it was a mesorah, it was a tradition. Gemara Gamrila means it was a tradition. It was a tradition. It was already an existing tradition that everybody had. Yechezkel came and when he wrote Sefer Yechezkel, he wrote a pasuk to hint to that existing tradition, like an asmachta. Exactly. Right? But the tradition already existed. Okay? It might not really be an asmachta though, because asmachta means that the halacha is the rabban. This might be a deoraisa, it's like halacha l'moshe misinai kind of. It's just we have a pasuk in Yecheskel that hints to it. So says Rav Ashi, if that's the case, hachanami. You can make the same argument here with this comparison of shtuya yayin and purei rosh. Gemara gamirla. You could say that we have an oral tradition, right? We have an oral tradition that just like shtuya yayin is a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim, so too purei rosh is a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. Just like shtuya yayin is Mechal of the Avoda, so too Purei Rosh is Mechal of the Avoda. V'asa Yecheskel, v'yasmucha akra. And Yecheskel came, and he hinted to it with a pasuk. Okay? So that's the that's Rav Ashi's response that to Ravina's objection to the Pesukim in Yecheskel. Okay? Zog de Gemara Vayter. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kol HaKosu B'Megillas Tainis, D'Lola Mispeid L'Fonav, Asa L'Achra, I'm sorry, the Lola Mispeid, Lefanav Asur L'Achrav Motah. The Mishnah said that any date that's recorded in Megillas Tainis as a date on which you're not allowed to give Hespedim, you're also not allowed to give Hespedim the day before, but you are allowed to give Hespedim the day after that day. Okay? Tanu Rabban and the Rabbis told on a Braisa, Ilein Yom Maya, the Lola Hisan Abahon. These are the days on which you're not allowed to fast. Lhisano is to fast, but you're not allowed to fast on these days. Umikatzashon, and some of them, Delola Mispeid Behon. Some of them you're also not allowed to give eulogies on those days. Okay? So some days just have an Isser Tainis, and some days are even stronger, they have an Isser Tainis and an Isser Hespid. Okay? What are they? So now the Raisa says, Meiresh Yarcha de Nisan, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ve'ad Temanya Bey, until the 8th day of Nisan. Temanya is the 8th. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th. Itukam Temida, Delola Mispeid Bahon. What's Itukam Temida again? Oh, okay, right. So during this time, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, you're not allowed to give Hespedim. Why? Because Itukam Temida. What's Itukam Temida? So basically Rashi explains that there was a machlokes between the, not a machlokes, but the Tzedukim would claim, they claimed that the Karban Tamid could be brought even by an individual, even by a yachid. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Es hakeves echad ta'aseh vaboker." What's ta'aseh? Loshon yachid. It's the singular. So the tzukim said, even an individual can bring the karban tamid. Okay. The obviously we disagreed, and we said that's not the case, right? But and we brought a proof from Es karbani lachmi lishai tishmeru lahakriv libamada. What's tishmeru? You should watch. You should guard. That's in Loshon Rabim. So you see that everybody has to pay. So basically, from this time, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan was when this debate was happening, and basically we won on the 8th of Nisan. So that's why this period of time is like a little bit of a yontif, because this was like a debate between the Tzedukim and us. And Baruch Hashem, we came out victorious. So that's why from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th, you're not allowed to give hespeda. Mitamanya bay at sof moada, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of the moed, the end of Pesach. Itosav chaga de shavuaya, the day of Shavuos was established, because remember Shavuos is dependent on which on the 50th day or the 49th day, right? The 50th day, really. 50th day of the Omer, 50th day from the second day of Pesach. So once you have Pesach, so that clarifies when Shavuos is. And therefore, Delola Mispeid Bahon, and therefore we also do not give Hespedim from the 8th until the end of Pesach, because that's when the holiday of Shavuos was established, and that was a very, very happy day. And again, there also, Rashi explains that the Baitusim would claim that Atzeres, because the Torah says, Mimachras HaShabbos. So the Baitusim claimed that Shavuos has to be on a Sunday, right? But we clarified that it doesn't have to be on a Sunday. It means that it has to be on Mimacharas HaShabbos. Doesn't mean on a Sunday. It means on the day following the first day of Pesach. Here, Shabbos doesn't refer to Shabbos, what we call Shabbos Bereishis, what we call Shabbos, but it refers to Pesach. And therefore, that was clarified. And therefore, we don't do Hespedim during that time. Okay? Now, asks the Gemara, Amar Mar, right, he just repeats. That's just a repetition of the words of Megillas of the Brisa from Megillas Tainis, that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th, the Tumid was clarified, was established, and therefore we can't give Hespedim. Lama li Meresh Yarcha. Why do we say from Rosh Chodesh? Lema mitrei b'Nisan. We should say from the second day of Nisan until the 8th. Why? For Rosh Chodesh Gufei Yantivu. The Aser, because Rosh Chodesh itself is a yantiv. Every Rosh Chodesh is a yantiv, and you can't give hespedim. So forget about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh should be anyways. You can't give hespedim on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, the Brais and Megillas Tanis should have just said from the second day of Nisan and on. That's when you can't give. That's when you can't give hespedim. Okay. So Amar Rav. So Rav says Lo Nitzrucha. You're right. We only need this Eleles for Yom Shelafanav. The reason why we say this is because if we just said the second, we would not prohibit the day before. Right? Because remember, whenever we say it's Aser in Hesped, we prohibit the day before. Okay? So that's why we say Rosh Chodesh as the first day. So this way, the day before Rosh Chodesh is also Aser in Hesped. Because if we didn't say Rosh Chodesh, then the day before Rosh Chodesh would not be Aser. Asks the Gemara, what?
You say Rosh Chodesh anyway.
Oh, very good. That's the Gemara's next kasha. V'shalafon of Nami tepukle dehavale yom shalifnei Rosh Chodesh. Right? So what do you mean? The day before Rosh Chodesh? Anyways, it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. So, you know, even if we left it off at this count, because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh, you wouldn't be able to give hespedim. So says the Gemara, it's not true. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, the day before Rosh Chodesh, you don't have that rule. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh is the oraisa hu, u de oraisa lo bo'i chizuk. Rosh Chodesh is midoraisa. The doraisas don't need strengthening. The reason why we didn't fast the day, the reason why you can't give hespedim the day before, is to strengthen that day, right? Because you might come to give on that day if you give the day before. So it's to strengthen that day. That's only necessary by the rabbana. By a doraisa, you don't need the chizuk. You don't need to strengthen that day, and therefore you could just say Rosh Chodesh no hespedim, and that's it. It's enough. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Hayamim ha'ila haksuvim Megillas Tainis, these days that are recorded in Megillas Tainis, lifnehem ula acharehem asurin, before and after them are asur. However, Shabbosis v'yomim tovim hein asurin, the lifnehem ula acharehem mutarin. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, they're asur. You can't give a spade them on those days, but before and after you can. Uma hefresh bein zeloze. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov and these other days? Halalu divrei Torah, v'divrei Torah in tzrichin chizuk. Shabbos and Yantiv are midoraisa. Midoraisa, things that are midoraisa do not need chizuk. Halolu divrei sofrim, divrei sofrim tzrichin chizuk. The other ones are midirabanan, and things that are derabanan do need a little bit of chizuk, and that's why we prohibit the day before as well.